It's peak time for vacation season at the beach, and now a new program is collecting leftover food from vacationers as they exit the Crystal Coast. Michael Peterson has more.
Beachgoers visiting Emerald Isle now have an alternative to throwing out leftover groceries. A new program called Second Helping is collecting those supplies for the White Oak Ministries Food Bank. Second Helping accepts perishable and non-perishable items. In fact, they will even accept already open containers. Second Helping's George Gardner got the idea from a similar program successful at Holden Beach for the last 8 years.
If you live on the beach, you know that there is just so much stuff that's thrown out on the curb that's usable. I just said, God, this is something I can do. And so that's what I'm trying to do now. That's it. We're just trying to collect leftover food from the departing vacationers as they leave the island.
Gardner started the planning process of becoming a community-supported project last fall. Second Helping sets up roadside stands and accepts food from tourists as they are passing by. Their stands in Emerald Isle are operational on Saturdays, 7 a.m. to noon, from now through Labor Day weekend.
One is on the corner of Highway 58, Islander Drive. That's right beside the Burt Surf Shop, closest to the bridge leaving Emerald Isle. And the second one is on the corner of Coast Guard Road and Reed Drive. That's where the Emerald Isle Wine Shop and the Holiday Travel Park are. We're in the grassy area there on the side, and we'll be set up there. You'll see some umbrellas and some chairs and some coolers, and we'll be there.
The inaugural collection event 3 weeks ago saw a variety of donated items. A half carton of eggs, donuts, popsicles, canned goods, and lots of bread. A week later, Second Helping started collecting cat and dog food. And now, Gardner says, they'll accept non-food items as well.
They will take paper towels, toilet paper. There are people out there that are in need of these things, and we're going to try to get them to them.
Gardner says he's been in contact with other food pantries in Carteret County, Martha's Mission in Morehead City, Hope Mission in Morehead City, and Caroline's House in Morehead City to let them know about the Emerald Isle program. Second Helping is also in need of volunteers to help out with collections on Saturdays. So far, the program only has 8 volunteers.
15 minutes or the full 5 hours, they can work any time that they have to give. We'd like to do it in shifts because it gets a little bit warm out there this time of the year. And I just have been working with some people that are going to help me on Saturday, and we're going to do maybe 2.5 hour shifts.
Since the community-supported project is getting off the ground, Gardner says they are trying to get the word out to tourists about their mission to help feed the hungry.
We put flyers up. We've got the ads in 2 of the real estate or the rental companies' vacationers' guides, and I've put stickers out. We're trying to reach as many people as we can.
As for the future of Second Helping, Gardner hopes to expand the program next year to include Atlantic Beach.
As people are leaving up there, I'm hoping that this will develop into quite a few more locations. The food's needed by so many people. It's a shame to just throw these things away.
For more information, visit asecondhelping-emeraldisle.com. I'm Michael Peterson.
The Down East Journal is made possible by our Public Radio East members in partnership with Vidant Health, featuring cancer care navigators, specialists trained to answer questions and coordinate cancer care. Learn more online at vidanthealth.com/navigator.